Hey everybody, Mike Sessions here with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called, How Can Rochester Homeowners Distinguish Between Mice and Rats? Hear that scratching in your walls? Rochester homeowners lose thousands each year by treating for the wrong rodent. Today's episode will help you identify exactly what's invading your home and what to do about it. Let's start with the basics, size and shape. Think of mice as the compact cars of the rodent world. They're running a tight 2 to 4 inches long, with round ears and a pointed snout that could thread a needle. Rats? They're more like SUVs, stretching 7 to 10 inches with ears you could fan yourself with and a snout that looks like it ran into a wall. Now, when it comes to behavior, these critters couldn't be more different. Mice are like curious toddlers. They'll explore every nook and cranny, sampling everything in your pantry like they're at a buffet. Rats? They're more like that suspicious neighbor who never leaves their house. They hug the walls, stick to the shadows, and once they find a food they like, they're not big on trying new things. The evidence they leave behind is just as telling. Mouse droppings look like black rice grains scattered around, nature's confetti, if you will. Their entry holes are tiny. If you can fit a pencil through it, that's mouse-sized. Rat droppings, on the other hand, are more like small olives, and they leave gnaw marks on wood and pipes that look like someone went at them with a miniature chainsaw. Here's a real story that'll drive this home. Last winter, a Brighton homeowner spent weeks putting out rat traps, getting more frustrated by the day as the problem persisted. When our team inspected, we found classic mouse evidence: those rice-sized droppings and tiny holes. Once we switched to proper mouse control, the issue was solved in days. It's like trying to catch a fish with a bird net. You need the right tools for the job. Here's your homework for tonight. Grab a flashlight and check your baseboards. If those entry holes are smaller than a dime, you're dealing with mice. Quarter-sized or larger, that's rat territory. Start with proper identification, and you're halfway to solving your rodent problem. This has been Mike Sessions with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod.